A fascinating halacha topic that emerges from Daf Yud Aleph in Shabbos is the question of whether a person is allowed to carry something out of their house even a half hour before the Shkia. Why would there be a problem of a half hour or less before Shkia carrying? Well, Rabosai, it's just two and two if you put together the Mishnah. The Mishnah Yud Aleph Amar Aleph said, Lo yetze hachayit b'machto samach l'chashecha shema yishkach v'yetze. A tailor is not supposed to take out a needle, which the Gemara explains on Yud Aleph Amar Beis, that was pinned into his garment, and that was a normal way for him to carry it, because he might forget and end up carrying it in a manner that he'll be over in Isur D'Oraisa. The Gemara Yud Aleph Amar Beis developed that if it was only in Isur D'Rabbanan, we wouldn't make a gzera. But since it's normal for a tailor to carry it in his garment, Rabbi Yehuda taught us, Oimein derechum nasai is chayiv. This is found in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Nun Beis Sivav, with the poskim taking that example and giving us a much more practical example as well. This halacha will not only apply to the tailor, will not only apply to the carpenter that the Gemara described, who put the small measuring stick he has on the back of his ear, but rather it will apply almost to everybody. Comments in Mishabur and Sivkat and Nun Beis. V'hu adin kishyesh al chayfetz munach lo b'kiso. D'derech hotzoi v'chayi b'shabes v'asu latzos bo mi beisa samich l'chashecha. Let's take a wallet. What's the normal way for a person to carry a wallet? In his pocket. If a person put a wallet in his pocket on Shabbos, walked out of his house, and did a hanacha, he'd be over in Isur D'Oraisa. Similarly, this halacha does not only apply to a tailor, but it'll apply to everybody. Many of us are not aware of this halacha. The chshash of Shema Yishkach V'yetze is not one that's familiar to many. Why is that? So Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Sivkatan Nun Beis, says, Ulefize ha'idna deleka rishus haravim ela karmelis shari latzeis b'chevet shabiyado samach l'chashecha. Today the Mishnah Berurah argues, this is one of the many places that we mentioned on the Vav, where the Magen Avram comes out, that today we don't have rishus haravim, it's only a karmelis, so then the gzera would not be created. Rav Nevensal points out that, of course, this statement of the Mishnah Berurah is very difficult for him to understand. First of all, on that Vav, we delineated that there are many who disagree with Rashi that you need 600,000 for it to be Rosh Hashanah. Rav Nevensal does not make that objection. He points out that in Rashi's time, maybe there weren't 600,000. But he argues already in the time of the Mishnah Berurah, there were cities that had 600,000, certainly today. And that would mean, therefore, in any city that has a population of 600,000, so then, in such a case, there would be room for that gzera. In discussing this line, when I was doing Simon Reish Nun Beis with Rav Nevensal Shlita, as a matter of numbers, I asked him that Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his tshuvas, says that the number of 600,000 does not constitute a Rishus HaRabim if there's only 600,000 people in the city. Both in Chelek Aleph in Igros Moshe, as well as in one of the later Chalukim Chelek Hei in Simin Choftes, Rav Moshe makes a Cheshbon. Rav Moshe says you need 600,000 people walking in the city. And his Cheshbon is, he says, on average, where Rav Moshe got this from is not so clear to me. One out of every five people in the city are in the street. So therefore, Ramesha says for a city to be a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, it needs 3 million people. Ramesha then goes on to say, well, New York definitely has that. Manhattan definitely has that. It's for this reason Ramesha says they were lenient in the cities in Europe because they didn't have 3 million people. They had more than 600,000, but not more than 3 million. Our great Rebbe Rav Nevensal did not accept this idea from Rav Moshe Zatzal. He says there's no source in the Mishnah Berurah. Of course, Rav Shlomo Zalman and his Talmud, Rav Nevensal, are very much kafuf to language in the Mishnah Berurah. And he said there's no resonance of this idea at all in the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, he believes that already in the time of the Mishnah Berurah, there were many cities that had a din of Rishus HaRabim D'oraisa. If that's so, let's come back to the primary matter over here. And that is that any city, according to Rav Nevenzahl, that would already have 600,000, L'chura should have this Gzeira. There was an ingenious approach that Rav Nevenzahl's Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, suggested in terms of dealing with this issue. And in order to understand Rav Shlomo Zalman's solution, we need to do a Tosos on our Amud. Tosos in Dibur HaMaskil, Shema Yishkach V'yetzei, asks a very basic question. And that is, at the end of the day, even if the tailor walks out, or you and I walk out with an object in our pocket, the tailor with the needle in his garment, the furthest, the Isser, that we would be over would be an Isser Derabbanan. Why make a Gzeira on Isser Derabbanan? Why would it only be an Isser Derabbanan? Because at the end of the day, I thought that he's going to forget about the needle. He's going to forget about what's in his pocket. If a person forgets about what's in his pocket, in such a case, there isn't an Isser D'oraisa. That's considered Shichicha L'inyin Shabbos, that the Gemara in Bava Kama Chaf Vav Amabez tells us that you'll be potter because it's not Meleches Machsheves. Hence, at the end of the day, Shema Yishkach V'yetzei should not be a reason to make a Gzeira, because if he forgot, it would only be an Isser D'Rabbanan. Tosas gives a teretz, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Tshuvas gives a teretz. And both Rav Nevenzahl and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal were fond of quoting different terutzim of the Me'iri. Rav Nevenzahl in his Mishnah Berurah quotes one teretz of the Me'iri, and Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shulchan Shlomo, he is quoted in Os Yud Zayin as quoting a different teretz of the Me'iri, which is going to be important, Halacha L'maisa. The Me'iri suggests, Rav Shlomo Zalman's reading of the Me'iri, was that the fear is not that he's going to forget the needle. But once he has the needle on his beged, and he's preoccupied, he's focused on his needle or his wallet, he'll come to forget that it is Shabbos. Because he's going to be carrying a needle, a wallet, and so on, he'll come to be involved with that Davar Shebichol and tend to forget Shabbos. Therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman suggests, when it comes to carrying one Siddur to Mincha, a Sefer Torah that the Shul needs before Shabbos, or anything else that's not, let's use a Yiddish expression, Vachadik, anything that is not clearly weekday-ish, so then, in such a case, maybe one could suggest, according to the Me'iri, today, many things are carried to shul before Shabbos. Tissues for Shabbos, one's talis, etc. So then, in such a case, that would not be part of the Yisr. The Mishnah spoke about, specifically, the tools of an artisan, according to Me'iri. However, Shlomo Zalman, at the end of the day, is not thrilled to use it as an explanation for why we're not afraid, Shema Yishkach, because the Shulchan Aruch does not delineate that this applies only to those tools. It sounds like it applies to everything. The Sfas Emes has a fascinating idea, which he himself gets stuck on in the end, but it's fascinating nevertheless, and that emerges from the next halacha from the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. In Reish Nun Beis, Sif Zayin, the Mechaber says, Mitzvah L'mashmesh Adam B'Kelev Berav Shabbos Samech L'chashecha. It's a mitzvah for a person to check his pockets close to nightfall. Says the Sfas Emes, there was a later takana that was said that a person should check lest they come Lidei Isser Shabbos. Once there was a new mitzvah that was added, so then the previous Isser of Lotz Yetze HaChayit B'machto, the Sfas Emes suggests, maybe fell away. He does ask that at the end of the day, we have a rule, and that is that Dover Shenesar B'minyan, that if there was a takana that was made, and it was a collected minion of Chachamim that accepted on it, Tzarech minion acher lahatiro, you would need a minion to say that that previous gzer of lo yetzah chayit b'machto doesn't apply, and that, Sfas Emes himself concludes, is not seen anywhere. Therefore, the Sfas Emes leaves off with a Tzarachiyun. I leave this halacha off as an open question. Why is it that we don't follow the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah of Lo Yetze Adam Erev Shabbos Samech Lecha Sheicha B'machto as applying to other things that a person would carry? All of the above svaros seem to be, at the end of the day, have questions. And the Minig Yisrael seems to be Mekel. Maybe the reason is, as the Sfas Emes had explained, but still, this question requires more iyun. Finally, what is the amount of time of Samech Lechashecha? The Be'er Halacha in Dibur Matzchel, Samech Lechashecha says that it's a half hour before Bein Hashmashos. Our second topic from our daf is the status of Misasek when it comes to Malacha on Shabbos and a few applications. In the previous Dvar Halacha, we had mentioned that Tosos asks a bomb question on Lo Yetze Achayit B'machto. What is the Gzeira about having a tailor go out if he's going to forget his needle that he's carrying? In such a case, he won't be over in Isur D'Oraisa. Hikar Ba V'shikcha, if he forgets, so then in such a case, we say Potter Avalasur. In the previous Dvar Halacha, we gave one Teretz. Rabbi Akiva Eger in Tshuva Simin Ches is medayek that Tosos was only bothered within Rava, who says that we don't make one gzera to the next. But according to Abaye, we're not bothered by the fact that he totally forgot. That's a classic case of misasek. Forget about, even if you make a gzera l'gzera, at the end of the day, asks Rabbi Akiva Eger, we have a Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk Me'asher Chota Ba Prat L'misasek. This the Gemara quotes on Ayin Beis and Mebeis. See Rashi over there. If that's so, what entirely is the Chashash altogether, even according to Abaye, by Lo Yetze Hachayit B'machto? At the end of the day, don't we consider him a Misasik? Rabbi Kiva Eger introduces a very important Yisod. He says, Misasik is a full-fledged Maisa Avera. However, there's a Gzeres HaKosov that says that if he's not Mechashev, if he doesn't think about it, so then in such a case, he's not Chayev and Onesh. However, a full Avera it is. It's considered, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, like an Avera B'shogeg. It would be still considered Shigigas Iser. Rabbi Kiva Eger applies it in a few different directions. Number one, someone had asked him, what would the halacha be if you know someone is doing an avera, but he has no idea that he's doing the avera? Do you need to warn them? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, yes. Because at the end of the day, misasek from our tosos, from our sugya, is a nice avera. Because if it wasn't, then Abaye wouldn't be worried about the chayit, the tailor, entirely forgetting about his needle. Based on this, Rabbi Akiva Eger explains a halacha that we struggled with very much in Maseches Brachos on Yutes HaMebeis. If someone sees his friend wearing klayim in the Rishus HaRabim, there's a mitzvah to derobe him from klayim, where the Gemara exclaims very sharply, Ein chachma ve'ein tfuna ve'ein etza l'neged Hashem. Even though the individual himself, it seems Rabbi Kiva Eger argues, was entirely unaware and was a full-fledged misasek. Finally, Rabbi Kiva Eger argues, if you see your eved, it would be interesting if he would apply this to a child as well, who's misasek in a maisa avera. If we say that misasek is no longer concerned avera at all, so then in such a case, then maybe the Adon, or for that matter, a parent with a child does not have to stop them. However, if Misasek is a Maisa Avera, then you will have to stop them. This, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, primarily emerges from our sugya of Lo Yetze Hachayit B'machto, that a person has to prevent for Avera take place, even if it's Misasek. Finally, the first time I learned the sugya, Rabbi Braunschweigel pointed out that even in the Vidui, Rav Yaakov Emden says, it seems to be that Rabbi Kiva Eger is right, that we say in Vidui, Al-Chei Chachatan L'Fanecha, Ba'ones Uveratzon, that if a person is entirely an ones, it's also a Maisa Avera. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Yud Aleph.